This is the Voice of Sacramento, community radio for the greater Sacramento area.
There is no argument that his unorthodox vision separates him from the ranks of everyday artists. Quite frankly, he's not an artist. He's a visionary, the definition of a true musician. His music transcends standard genres and approaches the realm of art. His talents bestowed from above the highest cloud, from God himself. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great honor to introduce a creative genius that still holds sway. A few of us know him as Stace, but tonight we shall remember him by another name. A name that exudes musicianship, creativity, and authenticity. Please help me welcome him to the stage. Put your hands together for the one and only, the talented Mr. Ridgway.
Wow, you know, I wish I had an intro like that. I am here at 88.7 The Voice with Stace himself, visiting from New York City. How are you, Stace?
Mike, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. You know, last time you were here was, I think it was May. I wrote this down. It was
right.
May 17th. So you got here, visited before summer. Now summer's over.
Right.
So how's your summer gone?
It's been very busy. I've been on tour this entire time. So I left you and then went to Mexico and then North Carolina, back home to New York, Atlanta. And basically, I've been in the studio finishing my album, and wow, now I'm back to give you this album.
I appreciate it. You came 3,000 miles to hand me this wonderful work
exactly.
of art.
Exactly.
And you've got family here who are in the room right now,
of
so
course.
We've got Stace and company. Yes, so welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, what's really exciting to me is that I actually haven't heard any of these tracks yet. You told me that the stuff I played in May is not what's on the album,
right,
so
right.
This is truly brand new.
Right, and I wanted to keep that element of surprise. I wanted you to hear it as though you were sitting there in the audience and you are witnessing this show unfold right in front of you. So I'm kind of glad I'm just blindfolding you right now. You know, so you got to trust me. And to the listeners out there, just trust me. It's a great project.
Oh, I do. What could possibly go wrong, right?
I know, right? This is only live.
Yeah. So first of all, first and foremost, so how's your visit to Sacramento been? I mean, I always ask people that.
You yeah. You know, it's always beautiful. Like I said, I have family here, friends here, such as yourself.
Yep.
And when I come, it's like a second home, you know? So I don't, it's just gorgeous weather. It's not like this in New York right now. I can tell you that it's rainy and cold and at home. So
you guys are having actual fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Our fall, as you know, our fall is like 95 degrees
it's
on
crazy.
The first weekend of October.
Crazy. It's hot out right now. So.
It is crazy.
And I'm in a sweatshirt.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, it's cool in the studio. But hey, so you've been all over the world, all over the North American continent with this new music. Why don't we dive in? Let's, you know, tell me what you want to do here. You had a really great idea for how we're going to spend the half hour here.
Well, the track that you guys just heard was the introduction, and that is Act One, Scene One. This is off my sophomore album, The Talented Mr. Ridgway. And basically the entire idea behind this album is it's just me on stage. My band, my orchestra is behind me, and I am giving everybody a front row seat to what I have to say. So the introduction, you know, from this young lady, she's setting the stage and, you know, I'm walking out to this applause and the show begins.
Awesome, awesome. So without further ado, you've picked some tracks for me. What do we want to hear?
So we're going to go to track 6, and this is called Off Broadway, which is Act 2, Scene 7. And this basically talks about heartbreak, and that's all I'm going to give you.
All right, let's dive in.
As fate would have it, love would be found and lost under the pressure-filled lights of New York City. A counter of chance, side streets, lonely bars and all-night diners would eventually provide the soundtrack for a blossoming flower of what could be. And that flower, in a field of concrete, was reaching for the heavens, only achieving more hell. Taking the stage now is an adaptation of the heartbreak that befell our young lovers. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, the string quartet in B-flat.
This is really cool. Now, I kind of cut off in the middle of the track there, but
right.
I do feel like I'm on Broadway. I mean, this is like a play with a narrator, and, yeah. And I do hear the orchestra.
Yeah, that's the point. I wanted to go back to the classic way of building albums, and that is literally when you bought albums like from Michael Jackson or Elton John or like the Rolling Stones, you didn't have to skip around. You literally put the album on, and you started from track one, and you stopped whenever they said stop. Nowadays, these albums, you know, they're built off of radio singles, and, you know, they're trying to make this project, they're forcing it with these two or three popular songs, but not this album. You can literally put it on, and it tells a story.
I love it.
From start to finish.
People really do have short attention spans.
I know.
I don't blame people. I blame what you said. I think we're being forced to have short attention spans. Right. You see the two turntables here. Are you into vinyl? Do you have some?
Oh, yes. Awesome. Yes. You know what? Being that I'm on air, the talented Mr. Ridgway, we're actually going into production. So there's going to be another part to this, and it will include vinyl records.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, it's really something when you sit down and listen to 20 or 25 minutes a side of vinyl, and then your vision comes alive because most likely the person's not going to get up and skip around.
Exactly.
And, you know, like a lot of old albums, they sometimes had a theme on side A, and then on the B side, something a little different.
Exactly. And nice. I want to get back to that. I think people are ready for real music to surface, and, you know, they want substance. People really do want substance. So
that's fantastic. All right, so what's up next?
We're going to, like I said, track six, what you just heard, is building the scene, building the stage for track seven, which is entitled Yo Lamara.
Awesome.
So we're going straight into track seven.
I'm so glad. With the build-up like six, I would be really upset if I didn't get to hear seven
exactly.
right afterwards. Okay, exactly. Here we go. Here's a Yo Lamara by Stace.
Yo Lamara. Yo Lamara, let me say I think your love so divine. The way you stole my heart, a beautiful crime. And I could search this whole wide world and I never would find. I wrote a letter, dear lover of mine, and it goes. And it goes. Yeah. Brown sugar skin tone, you've been kissed by the sun. Cleopatra queen status on the tip of my tongue. A marathon is what's happening, I'd rerun your love. Heaven sent from above, got you looking like none. I inherit the unharriet, I'm back to your chains. I was railroaded to performs on platforms of your train. You Lupita to my unfreedom, 12 bars, I'm a slave. Don't emancipate me, girl, just proclaim me as your babe. And hey, angel wings, these girls are pigeons to me. I see God in your eyes, you're part religious to me. You left your halo on my dress, a glass slipper in my lobby. Memory foam reminds me that there's a missing body. Tried to paste the duplicate to fill your void. You can't be copied in bed. I try angles like I'm Illuminati. How ironic we would meet at the club at a end. Only to end bittersweet, now let the story begin. Yo Lamar, let me say, I think you look so sublime. The way you stole my heart, a beautiful crime. And the way you kill me, girl, it's like a funeral line. I wrote a letter, dear lover of mine, and it goes. And it goes. You remind me of my 99 summer Mount Vernon for real. I'm trying to give you heavy D, girl, and I'm so for real. Girl, send new clips, you put your soul on the rail. Yo, I'm about to give you keys and these codes for real. The difference in my chicken is the K-E-N. I need a Barbie for this dream house for A, we in. Had some fishes in my bed, just fillet me in. Almost DM my ex like I'm Damien.
Wow, we're listening to Yo Lamara by Stace. And Stace, wow, that's truly a piece of art. I mean, first of all, the sound is just beautiful. I'm listening in headphones.
Well,
so I'm hearing oboe in there?
Yeah, there's a there's a ton of instruments. There's a trumpet in the back, which sounds kind of like a rainy, lonely city, you know, with like just somebody strolling, and you see like the jazz, you know, the trumpet, saxophone or whatever in the back, and then you hear so many different sounds. And there's also a sample in there. I should point that out. It's called Long Black Road by the Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, yes, ELO, yes.
Yeah. So
You're all over the lot with your influences, and I love that. I mean, the sound is kind of simmering in the background,
right.
And of course, that's. I'm assuming that's you rapping.
Yes.
And wow, that's just poetry. And yeah. I mean, talk about
very poetic
literary influences everywhere. I mean, you've got Illuminati, you've got God in the girl's eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, you have fallen for this lady.
Basically, what I did is I took my love for this girl. All right, and I put her on such a pedestal, and we hear about this. Oh, you know, you put this girl on a pedestal, but I put her on such a high pedestal where she actually became religious to me,
wow.
Where I actually begin to look at her like a god, like a goddess, and then I just begin to talk about the heartbreak that I experienced when I fell from the pedestal that I put her on. So that I want people to kind of understand, like, how somebody could break their own heart from these heights. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And that song right there, I will say, that will take a couple of listens to understand, because I am rapping, I'm throwing a lot of words at you, and it will take a couple of listens to actually break down what I'm saying. But it's very poetic.
And it is. And it is pretty dense with imagery. I mean, there's images flowing all over the place.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like a good movie, I really need to visit this a few times.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. No, well done, and let's put it this way. This character is a hot mess right now.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm struggling in my own movie. So,
all right, so where do we go from here?
We're going to go to track 8, which is called Nowhere, and this is where I end up after I realize that my love affair with Yo Lamara is going nowhere.
Oh, we have all been there.
Yes, we have.
Let's commiserate here.
Why are you hiding from me? Don't I know you? Yeah. Lie next to me, can't you see? I still dare. It's close to 3 and this night's far from over. Your eyes lie to me, can't you see? I still stare. And this is going nowhere. I'll give up one day soon, I just don't know it. Cause I'm still stuck on you, I just don't show it. Even though I know we're screwed, this much I know it's true, that this is going nowhere. Phone looks like it has something to tell me.
I'm so worried about you. Like, you didn't tell me if you got there safe or like. So call me back, please.
And the picture on the lock screen ain't you. Oh. And what do you think they'll say when they come find us? Oh. Was it worth it all to deserve it all? One day soon, I just don't know it. Cause I'm still stuck on you, I just don't show it. Even though I know it's screwed, this much I know it's true, that this is going nowhere. I'll give up one day soon, I just don't know it. Cause I'm still stuck on you, I just don't show it. Even though I know it's true, it's not.
It's true that this is going nowhere.
Oh, what a feeling I'm mine, and that I don't want to steal. This love that I'm still holding on, but I'm trying to conceal.
Levels to this. I mean, just based on the connection, the friendship that we have, how the friendship has developed over the past few years or so, just all of that taking into consideration, and I guess also the fact that if we're never in the same state, we probably won't be for a while, but just, yeah, you and I. You get me. I feel like you get me. Granted, I'm lying.
Now we can get lost together. You could take your time, but it's now or never. And we may never get this chance. So baby girl, you should hold my hand. Let's get lost together.
Yeah. It's like, it's weird.
Let's get lost together.
It seems so close a lot of times, but so far away. But
cause it's gonna come.
In a perfect world, in my mind, we belong to each other.
Wow, we just heard Nowhere by Stace, and you know, that one's really cool. First of all, mm-hmm. I love the fact that you can go from rapping on one song to singing on this one.
Right.
Not a huge fan of the autotune normally when mm-hmm. it's used to cover over mistakes, but you're kind of using it as an instrument here.
Right. Like we were talking about off air, in this case, I'm using, and I'd have to agree with you, I'm not a huge fan of autotune because nowadays I really feel like people use it as a crutch. Like, yeah. Oh, we can use autotune and make $1 million. First, I think we should go back to those who really started with autotune as an art form. And I'm talking about Zapp and Roger.
Okay.
And they used autotune as a progressive way, like advancing the sound, you know, to bring people to a different genre and area of music. But anyway, on this particular track, I'm using autotune because I'm not myself.
Makes a lot of sense. Right. I like that.
This young lady and I, who are in this relationship that is literally going nowhere, we are wearing these metaphorical masks. Mm. And I am, there's a part in the song that says, my phone looks like it has something to tell me. And the picture that's on the lock screen, it ain't you. You know, and I'm literally telling you, I'm lying. You know, I'm in this relationship. And of course, you know, if my phone is, if my phone has something to tell me, then it's ringing, it's text messages. So somebody on the other end of that phone is worried about me. And you'll hear a lot of the subtle nuances throughout the song. A lot of the, like the young lady talking at the end.
Yeah. Is she the same person who is the vocalist as well? The female vocalist?
No. Okay. No. She's a different, completely different person, but that is a real voicemail. And, it's basically saying how she feels we should have a relationship, even if it only exists in her mind.
Wow, that's intense.
Yeah. So I, you know, again, I'm using real life and I'm putting it in my music. So this is real. The talented Mr. Ridgeway, this is real. This is real life.
This is how people feel, and this is how they act when they get into such whirlwinds of relationships.
Right. Right. And it's, and you know what? I'm not promoting it like, yo, go cheat on your girlfriend or your wife. I'm not promoting anything like that. No. I'm just simply saying that it does happen. You know, there are movies and songs and books that have, you know, different plots and twists and things, and I'm just, you know, showing mine.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be a lot less interesting if everything was just straight, you know, boy meets girl, they get married, happily ever after.
Right.
You know,
done.
Where's the interest there?
Right. The plot twist. So this album definitely offers that.
A lot of turmoil. And nice sound. I've got to tell everybody, listen to this one in headphones because it's just very sumptuous. I mean, you've got the throbbing, pulsing sounds,
right.
And the instrumentation is just really great on this.
Right. The beautiful thing about this song and then the next song that we're about to play and again, I mean, I hate to give away all the secrets, but I just feel like I'm here with you, and I just want to share because I'm really excited about it. But the thumping that you just, the pulse, that is my heart. So when it leaves out of Yo La Mara, literally from track 8 to track 9, if you listen to it, that heartbeat never changes. It's the same, and you'll hear it on track 9, but it's the same heartbeat. My heart is breaking from one track to another, and it literally builds.
It's steady.
It's
wow.
So beautiful. And I know I'm trying to put my ego aside, but it's literally I spent time on this album, and it's a work of art.
Clearly. Yeah. And that is really intense. And unfortunately, we're doing it in bits and pieces, but I'm going to listen to it in one sitting as you intended.
So. Right. Yes, of course. Yeah. We're giving the listeners out there just a skim, just quick preview, trailer, if you will.
Yes. Okay, that sounds good. So why don't we hear track 9? What's track 9 called?
Track 9 is called Lost Together. And I did this track with a young lady called Tiana Denise. And we kind of go into what happens after we realize this relationship is going nowhere. And where do we go from here? Well, let's make things worse by go getting lost together, you know?
Wow. So. But that's kind of what relationships are like. You kind of get lost in the relationship together.
Exactly.
Good or bad, you get lost
exactly.
together.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said that because the question to Lost Together, is it good or bad that we're getting lost together? Are we lost together as in like lost on an island in a, you know, beautiful setting, or lost so entangled with one another that we're losing sight and focus of real life? So
here. Okay, let's hear Lost Together. I can't wait.
Let it go.
You're the type to die for, baby.
Yeah.
Let it go. The kind I say you love for, maybe. The little things you do in case they hold on me. You got control of me. Let's get lost together.
Then we can get lost together. You can take your time, but it's now or never.
Come on.
And we may never get this chance. So baby girl, you should hold my hand. Let's get lost together. Yeah. Come on. Let's get lost together.
Drives you insane.
We all up in the shower. We all up in the shower. She fainted for the power. She fainted for the power. It's gonna be another hour.
Oh, take a trip through your mind.
All right, Stace and Lost Together. This track's nice. I mean, it does remind me of happier times.
Yeah. It's just a very feel good track, very groovy, something that you can, you know, actually get lost in.
Yeah,
you know, listening to it, I think Tiana Denise has beautiful vocals. I think her vocals complement the track very well. And it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a very cool sound to it. Like
very.
It just sounds like short sleeves,
yes.
You know, the fan going,
yes.
little drink or tall drink with you. And
right.
Enjoying
tall
time.
Or short, somebody's drinking.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe we're almost up to the end of the segment here. Stace, thanks for coming back. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So got to ask you, we're all talking about food. What are you guys going to have for dinner tonight? This is very important stuff.
Well, we'll go and do the free plug here. We are going to Granite's. And if you don't know about Granite's in Sacramento, they have the best hot wings. So that's where we're going.
I come here
every time I'm in Sacramento.
I did not know about Granite's. I will get the info after we're off here. That sounds really, really good.
Yes.
Awesome.
Please do.
Well, thank you so much. When do you think you'll be back in Sacramento? Anytime in the
future? Mike, your family, this is my second time here. So anytime I come through, I make it my goal, my point to come see you. So
I appreciate it. Next time you're here will be 96.5 KUBU. So
can't wait.
Yeah, same here. So thanks for bringing the talented Mr. Ridgeway, Mr. Stace. Appreciate that.
Thank you. And for the listeners out there, you can get this album. There's several different copies you can get, but you can get it on my website, www.stace.co. That's for the deluxe copy. It's beautiful packaging. It comes with a free bonus song and a free poster. Or you can listen to it free on Spotify or Beats Music. It's up on MTV as well. And it's, of course, it's definitely on iTunes. So it's out there.
Very good. I'm glad you said that. Got the contact information. Everybody, yes, give this one a listen and definitely put on your headphones. It's one of those kind of albums.
Yes.
All right. So what's the last track we're going to hear as we fade out?
We're going to fade out to Daydreaming.
And what's Daydreaming about?
Daydreaming is simply about me thinking about good and bad of relationships and everything that could and did not happen. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what Daydreaming is about. A million thoughts at once.
We have all been there. Yes. Stace, thank you so much. Good luck with the album.
Thank you for having me.
Here's Daydreaming.
It's good. It's good. You know? Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I don't really get the chance to talk to you. So. I've been sitting here all alone. Yeah. That familiar face is so far from home. This could go on and on. Oh, oh. Talk to you. And I just think about you all the time. How your love is so sublime. Girl, you're crashing in my mind. It's a crime when you're coming home to me.
This is The Voice, Sacramento's only community access radio station.